It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what AI tools actually work when you try to implement them in real environments. Not the shiny demos, not the conference promises, the actual tools that survive first contact with reality.
And that's exactly where we're losing people, Alex. I'm seeing teams burn through six-figure budgets on AI platforms that never make it past the pilot phase. The gap between what vendors promise and what organizations can actually implement is becoming a chasm.
I can speak to that from the healthcare side. We just wrapped a 9-month implementation of a diagnostic imaging AI, and the reality check was brutal. The vendor promised 95% accuracy, and they weren't lying, technically. But that was in controlled lab conditions with perfect data. In our hospital, with real patient images, different machine types, varying quality, we're looking at 72% in production. 72%. That's a massive drop. What happened to the other 23 percentage points? Reality happened. The training data came from 3 research hospitals with standardized equipment. We have equipment from 5 different manufacturers spanning 15 years. The AI had never seen some of our older MRI machines' output patterns. Plus, real patients move during scans. Real images have artifacts. Real radiologists work while tired at 3 a.m. None of that was in the training data. That pattern repeats everywhere. In enterprise IT, we're seeing the same thing. We implemented an AI customer service tool that promised 40% reduction in ticket volume. After 6 months and $85,000 in licensing, plus another $60,000 in integration work, we're at 12% reduction, and our customer satisfaction scores dropped because the AI keeps misunderstanding complex issues.
Let's talk numbers and names. What specific tools are we discussing here? Because I'm coaching teams through implementations across multiple sectors, and the pattern I'm seeing is that simple, focused tools are dramatically outperforming complex all-in-one systems.
In healthcare, we've had success with specialized tools like ADOC for neuroimaging. It's narrow, but effective. But our failure was with a broader diagnostic platform from one of the big players that promised to handle everything from x-rays to pathology slides. The implementation took 11 months instead of the promised 4, cost us $240,000 in direct costs, plus probably another $180,000 in staff time and workflow disruptions. So nearly $500,000 for something that underperforms dramatically. What went wrong specifically with integration? The integration nightmare was epic. First, getting the AI to talk with our 3 different electronic health record systems. That alone took 4 months and required custom middleware. Then there was the data formatting. Our systems used different coding standards, different image compression, different patient ID formats. The AI expected clean, standardized input. We had to build pre-processing pipelines that essentially cleaned and standardized our messy real-world data, which added latency and introduced new failure points. We experienced exactly the same pattern. Our customer service AI from one of the major cloud providers required us to completely restructure how we categorize support tickets. The promised out-of-the-box integration turned into a 3-month customization project. And every time the vendor updated their model, it broke our customizations.
This is what I call the implementation tax, the hidden costs that vendors never mention. I'm working with a manufacturing client right now that bought a predictive maintenance system. The AI itself cost $45,000 annually. The integration and customization, $220,000 upfront. The ongoing maintenance and data pipeline management, another $90,000 annually. They're 18 months in and still haven't achieved the promised ROI.
Let's talk about some positive implementations, because we have data showing that some tools are working remarkably well. Dr. Chen, you mentioned ADOC worked well. What made that different? 3 key factors. First, it solved one specific problem really well: detecting intracranial bleeds on CT scans. Second, the integration was straightforward because it was designed to work with existing radiology workflows. Third, and this is crucial, It didn't try to replace radiologists. It augmented them by flagging potential emergencies faster. Our implementation took 6 weeks, cost $85,000, including integration, and within 3 months, we were seeing measurable improvements in emergency detection times. We've had similar success with a document processing AI from Abiwai. It handles one thing extremely well, extracting data from invoices and purchase orders. Implementation took 8 weeks, cost about $50,000 total, and it's processing 12,000 documents monthly with 98% accuracy. The key was the narrow focus.
That aligns with the pattern I'm seeing across my clients. The successful implementations share common characteristics. They solve specific, well-defined problems. They integrate with existing workflows rather than requiring complete overhaul. And they have clear, measurable success metrics that align with business outcomes rather than technical benchmarks.
Let's dive into those metrics, because we're seeing a huge gap between what vendors measure and what actually matters in production. In healthcare, accuracy metrics are almost meaningless without context. A tool might have 95% accuracy on clean data, but what matters is clinical utility. Does it help us make better decisions faster? Does it reduce misdiagnoses? Does it improve patient outcomes? We're now measuring things like time to critical finding notification and change in diagnostic confidence rather than pure accuracy numbers. Same in enterprise. We stopped caring about model accuracy and started measuring business impact. For our invoice processing AI, we measure reduction in manual processing time, reduction in errors requiring rework, and improvement in payment cycle times. Those are the metrics that actually matter to our finance team.
And this is where most implementations fail. They're measuring the wrong things. I worked with a retail client that implemented a demand forecasting AI. The data science team was celebrating their model's 94% accuracy. Meanwhile, inventory costs went up 15% because the model was accurate on average, but terrible at predicting outliers, the exact situations where good forecasting matters most.
Let's talk about the human element, because beyond the technical integration challenges, we're seeing massive resistance and change management issues. The resistance from clinical staff was our biggest surprise. We assumed they'd welcome technology that made their jobs easier. Instead, we faced skepticism, fear of being replaced, and concerns about liability. It took months of co-design sessions, transparent testing, and clear protocols about when the AI was assisting versus deciding. We learned you can't just drop AI into clinical workflows. You have to redesign the workflows around human-AI collaboration. We experienced similar resistance from our customer service team. They were terrified the AI would make them redundant. We had to be brutally honest about the implementation timeline and retraining opportunities. The breakthrough came when we positioned the AI as handling routine queries so humans could focus on complex, high-value interactions. But that required significant workflow redesign and 3 months of change management.
The successful implementations I've coached all invested heavily in change management, typically 20-30% of the total project budget. They created AI champions within teams, provided extensive training that focused on the why, not just the how, and designed clear escalation paths for when the AI gets things wrong.
Let's talk about failure cases and lessons learned, because we learn more from failures than successes. Our biggest failure was a readmission prediction AI. It worked beautifully in testing, but failed spectacularly in production. The problem? It was trained on data from affluent urban hospitals, but deployed in our system that serves a much more diverse population. The model had never seen patients with certain socioeconomic challenges that dramatically affect readmission risk. We spent $180,000 and 9 months before realizing the fundamental data mismatch. We failed with a marketing personalization AI. The vendor promised 30% improvement in conversion rates. After 6 months and $120,000, we saw no significant improvement. The lesson? The AI was making recommendations based on patterns in the data, but those patterns didn't necessarily reflect what would actually persuade customers. Sometimes human intuition about customer psychology beats pure data analysis.
I see failure patterns consistently. implementing AI solutions looking for problems rather than solving actual business needs, choosing complex systems when simple tools would suffice, underestimating data quality issues, and most importantly, failing to align the technology with human workflows and capabilities.
We have specific research supporting these patterns. The Dialect Gen study shows how AI performance drops dramatically when faced with data that differs from training data, exactly what Dr. Chen experienced. The case sum research demonstrates the challenges of getting AI to handle complex, context-dependent information. And the VR classroom management study Maya referenced earlier shows that successful implementation requires designing for human-AI collaboration from the start.
The website's research is particularly relevant for enterprise implementations. It shows the importance of attribution and context in AI-generated content. When AI tools can't explain why they're making certain recommendations or decisions, users lose trust and effectiveness plummets.
Let's get concrete about Tuesday morning actions. If you're leading AI implementation in any sector, what should you actually do tomorrow? First, conduct a brutal assessment of your data quality and diversity. If your data doesn't reflect your real-world environment, no AI will work well. Second, start with narrow, well-defined problems rather than broad ambitions. Third, budget at least 25% of your total project for change management and workflow redesign. I'd add, negotiate vendor contracts based on business outcomes, not technical specifications. Include clear exit clauses if performance targets aren't met. And always run parallel testing with existing processes for at least 3 months before fully committing.
My three Tuesday morning actions. First, identify one specific, measurable business problem you're trying to solve, not an AI capability you want to implement. Second, calculate the full implementation cost, including integration, customization, data preparation, and change management, then double it for reality. Third, identify your internal champions and skeptics early. You need both perspectives to succeed.
And for those looking at specific tools, what patterns are emerging across successful implementations? In healthcare, tools that augment rather than replace human expertise are winning. Systems that provide second opinions, flag anomalies, or handle routine documentation are succeeding. Systems that try to make final diagnoses are struggling. In enterprise, we're seeing success with AI that automates repetitive, rules-based tasks, document processing, data entry, basic customer inquiries. The failures are in complex decision-making, creative tasks, and anything requiring deep contextual understanding.
Across all sectors, the pattern is clear. Simple beats complex, focus beats general, augmentation beats replacement. The most successful AI tools are the ones that know their limitations and play well with humans.
So the implementation reality is that AI success has less to do with the sophistication of the algorithms and everything to do with how well they integrate with messy human systems, imperfect data, and existing workflows. Exactly. We're learning that the hard part isn't the AI technology itself. It's everything around it. The data pipelines, the workflow integration, the change management, the performance monitoring in production environments. And the costs are dramatically different from what vendors advertise. A $50,000 AI tool can easily become a $300,000 implementation when you account for all the hidden work required to make it actually useful.
Which brings us back to the fundamental question. What problem are you actually trying to solve? If you can't articulate a clear business need with measurable outcomes, you shouldn't be implementing AI at all.
So for our practitioners facing implementation decisions tomorrow, start small, focus narrowly, budget realistically for the full implementation reality, and measure what actually matters rather than vendor promises.
And remember that the most expensive AI implementation is the one that gets deployed but never used. Focus on adoption, not just installation.
In healthcare, that means designing for clinical utility rather than technical perfection. If it doesn't help us care for patients better, faster, or safer, it's not worth implementing, no matter how impressive the technology. And in enterprise, if it doesn't either save money, make money, or reduce risk in measurable ways, it's just expensive technology theater. So the implementation derby winners are the tools that know their place in existing ecosystems, solve specific problems well, and play nicely with human colleagues. The losers are the overhyped systems that promise revolution but deliver frustration.
Exactly. And the most successful implementations I'm seeing are treating AI like any other business tool, with clear ROI calculations, phased rollouts, and continuous improvement based on real-world performance data.
We're finally moving past the hype phase into the practical implementation phase. And what we're learning is that successful AI implementation looks a lot like successful technology implementation of any kind. It's about people, process, and purpose, not just the technology itself. So for everyone heading into Tuesday morning implementation meetings, focus on the reality, not the promise. The simple over the complex, the specific over the general, and always, always budget for the messy human parts of the equation.
Because at the end of the day, AI tools are just tools. Their value comes from how well they help humans do valuable work. Implementation success means designing systems where humans and AI complement each other's strengths and compensate for each other's weaknesses.
And that requires honest assessment of what AI is actually good at versus what humans are actually good at. Most implementations fail because they get this balance wrong. So our Tuesday morning takeaway: implement AI where it excels at pattern recognition in structured data, repetition at scale, and rapid analysis. But preserve human judgment for context understanding, complex decision-making, and creative problem-solving. The sweet spot is in the collaboration.
And measure everything, not just the AI's technical performance, but its actual business impact, user adoption, workflow efficiency, and return on investment. The numbers don't lie, even when the vendor promises do.
In healthcare, that means measuring patient outcomes, clinician satisfaction, and operational efficiency, not just algorithm accuracy. The same principles apply across every sector. So for our practitioners facing implementation decisions, you now have the framework. Start with the problem, not the solution. Choose simple, focused tools over complex systems. Budget for the full implementation reality, design for human-AI collaboration, and measure what actually matters.
And remember, the goal isn't to implement AI. The goal is to solve business problems. If AI happens to be the best tool for that job, implement it well. If not, use something else.
We're finally getting pragmatic about AI implementation. The hype is giving way to hard-earned lessons about what actually works in practice. Which means tomorrow morning, across every industry, practitioners can make smarter decisions based on reality rather than promises. And that's progress worth implementing.